This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Jury selection begins Monday in the second-degree murder and manslaughter trial of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd last year, just before the African-American man died in police custody. Chauvin's trial is expected to come down to two key questions. Did Chauvin's actions cause Floyd's death? And were his actions reasonable? Floyd was declared dead May 25th, 2020, after Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. Floyd's death led to protests against racial violence in Minneapolis and elsewhere around the country, friction between the administration of then U.S. President Donald Trump and protesters outside the White House led the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, to declare a street adjacent to the White House as Black Lives Matter Plaza. U.S. President Joe Biden directed federal agencies on Sunday to take modest steps to promote voting access as a major congressional fight looms over voting rights across the country. Biden ordered the government agencies to expand access to voter registration and election information. He also told agency heads to devise plans to give several million federal employees time off to vote or to volunteer as nonpartisan poll workers. The U.S. leader signed the executive order on the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. The name refers to a 1965 incident in Selma, Alabama, in which about 600 civil rights activists were beaten by state troopers as they marched to call for protection of voting rights. The demonstration led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act later in 1965. More on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.